All right, guys, now we're gonna talk about distribution. Okay, now distribution is cool because at this point you got your podcast already set up. You know, you did your interviews, you got your episodes ready to go, you did the editing, you know, we're good to go. So now I should have covered this earlier, but I want you to ask yourself now, do you have a video podcast or audio podcast? Because if you have a video podcast, which I started with, okay, the way I distributed it, like worldwide, was audio form first. Because, because YouTube streams worldwide, but on different platforms, the audio version is where I got the distribution on multiple platforms at one time. It was doing it the audio way. So if you have a video podcast, first, there's websites where you can convert videos to MP3 form. I think I use keepvid.com or .org, something like that, ytmp3.cc. That website converts YouTube videos to MP3 form, and then you can have the MP3 of your episode. Now, with this method is using Anchor.fm. Now, Anchor is a company that actually distributes podcasts specifically to other streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you know, Google Play, all of them. Okay, so and it's free. So you set up a profile on there, you upload your MP3s, okay, put a picture there and put a description of the episode and whatnot, and click distribute. Okay, so once you distribute it, it's distributed worldwide across those platforms. They also have opportunities where you can get paid from advertisements. You know, they kind of narrow down your niche, you know, and kind of bring you opportunities where you can do commercials for certain brands and apply it to your episodes within your podcast, and that brings and that generates money the more clicks you get of people listening to your show. So, you know, that's a good tool that they have available. Okay, so don't forget, it's anchor.fm, you know. But again, that's with the audio form. With the video form, you know, there's a company called Vidia. It's VYDIA. Now, it's Vidia.com, and they're a video distribution platform as well. Now, with Vidia, it's free of charge, you know, but limited to what they can give you for free of charge. You know, they put it on certain platforms that have, worldwide distribution as well and have traction on as well, but they offer bigger opportunities, you know, like to put your stuff on BET or, you know, other, at least submit them to them, you know what I'm saying, for consideration. And they charge for that service as well, you know. And they could also monetize or at least collect your royalties and distribute to you on specific platforms and through video streaming, which would be like YouTube and Facebook and stuff like that. So that's definitely something to consider, because then you can just go there and collect your royalties. You don't have to go to other specific websites and stuff like that. Everything's just tied to one person, one account holder, you know. So that's that. Also, on the video aspect with Facebook. So to my understanding, Facebook, after you have a business page, you know, that hosts content, like video content, after 10,000 likes, then you are able to monetize Facebook off your Facebook videos. So when you start that business page and you add your video content on there and you get those 10,000 likes, you will be eligible for monetization on Facebook. So you want to take that into consideration as well. Now, I chose to use the video monetization on Facebook on my own. You understand? So right now I'm just I'm still building it. It's not even monetizing yet, you know, the Facebook part. But Vidia does offer a service where they can collect those royalties on your behalf for a fee as well. So you might want to look at their terms and conditions on that. So yeah, so that's the information on the distribution. So definitely utilize all those platforms. So, you know, you can at least be available for monetization when the time comes, because this step you can't skip in order to become monetize. So definitely set those profiles on those websites, anchor.com, I mean anchor.fm, vidya.com. If you need to convert your YouTube video to an MP3, ytmp3.cc. Okay, and just copy and paste the URL of which episode you want to convert and just hit convert. Okay, and then and make sure you get those 10,000 likes and above on Facebook so you can monetize, and I believe with YouTube you have to get over 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watched hours of video time. So once you have that set up, time to promote. So you every time you do a posting or something like that, make sure you put those the URL, I mean the links to your Facebook, the link to your YouTube, so people can subscribe, and just do that with every post. Put it in your bio. If you want to send people emails and do the email blast, you can do that too. I chose not to do that because that's, I mean, it's not really too tedious. It's just something I really don't do, but I might try it. I don't know. I might just take my own advice right now. But definitely recommend you try all option, exhaust all options and see what works for you, and whatever works, then hone in on those tactics, okay? And then just keep repeat, step and repeat, step and repeat. So yeah, so that's the advice I offer on the distribution side. Hope you got the guys learn from that information, and yeah, stay tuned for the next course.